Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our legislative update here on a Friday. And joining us in studio, we have Representative Ron Bryce. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's a nice, cool morning with sunshine.
That's right. You're back into the, man, the 40s to start out the day. You have to grab that jacket once again.
Well, you know, it means my wife and I kind of battle over the thermostat a little bit.
This is a problem at home, at work. It's just because it is a battle right now. We're between heating season and cooling season. No one knows what to do.
I know. I'm more of a colder weather. I like the cold weather. My wife's from Louisiana. She's more barefoot, hot weather. So anyway, it'd be interesting for that question of the day. What weather people like.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that might be. So we might have to do that for a kind of a thermostat-related question or something. Good grief. Well, hey, I know there's been a lot of chatter going on here, a lot of stuff going on in Topeka. First of all, I thought, we had just the announcement came down yesterday afternoon that Jake LaTourneur will not be seeking re-election. Obviously, that is at more the national level here, but it does have, I'm sure, some implications around the state and has caused some people to be talking up there at the in the levels of power, I'm sure.
Yeah, there has been a lot of chatter, a lot of phone calls, texts, emails yesterday. I don't blame Representative LaTourneur. He has four small children. He's basically not being able to be with his family year after year in Washington, and it's a strain. And so I don't blame him at all. He's a great young man. He's got many years ahead of him. I think he's 40 or under 40, maybe 36, 38 years old. So I'm sure he will pop up on the scene at some point and continue to be a leader. But there have been several names tossed around. We'll just have to see how all that pans out. It's anybody who's interested. It's about 3 months till the three and a half months until the primary election. So that's really a very short time period, and there's a lot of money to be raised. A lot of connections to be made, and it'll just be interesting to see who pans out in this whole scenario.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it is kind of unusual to have someone, one of the younger guys, if you will. You know, typically, you know, so many people are so busy at that age to be able to have the time to, do this representation and, go to Washington. Like you said, balancing all that family responsibility, I think a lot of people, realize that. Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, even in the state legislature, if you sit in the back of the House, for instance, in the Kansas State Legislature, and you look down from the gallery, you'll see a bunch of white-haired old guys. So, it's more a retirement job, because if you have kids and you have to earn an income for your family, it's very, very difficult. So that's the idea has been tossed around, and they are working on something to have maybe more of a financial incentive, increase the salary for legislators. I have pluses and minuses on that, but I think it might be able to be a way to get younger people, younger ideas, newer ideas into the legislative process, because I think that's very, very vital that we have younger people involved. And it's sad to see Jake LaTourneur leave, but I know he is a good man, and he's going to do good things, and we haven't heard the last from him.
All right. Well, I know that we've got some updates you'd like to share here. We got the veto session, and just kind of, what's the latest from what's going on in Topeka right now?
Yeah, I was very privileged to be a part of Senator Peck's listening tour recently, by the way. He had, I don't know, 8 or 10 different towns he went to and listening. And the towns in my district would be Coffeyville, Cherryville, and Independence. So I joined him in those listening tour dates just a few days ago, and it was really, really interesting to see people's perspective and what they're thinking about, because sometimes we're in a bubble in Topeka. We hear from people that go to Topeka, from lobbyists, from other politicians, from news media, and we don't really have a good grasp of what just people, everyday people, working people back here in Montgomery County are thinking. And so this listening tour concept is very valuable for me, and I was very thankful. Senator Peck was there, along with Representative Doug Blex was with us in Independence, and it was I hope anybody who could make it made it, but it's next time around, try to make it if you can, because it's a good back and forth. And some of it it's hard questions, and we try to do our best to explain some of the issues, but some people do have very emotional stances on issues, and we're happy to hear that. So it was great. The like you said, the legislature is currently in about a three-week hiatus. We stopped for about 2.5-3 weeks, and we're doing things like the listening tour, and we're getting ready to go back into session next Thursday. And the main reason for this upcoming session, it'll be a short session, probably just a few days, but it will be to override, if we can, any of the vetoes that Governor Kelly has vetoed. In other words, the bills that we passed in both houses of the legislature, the House and the Senate, have gone to the governor. If she vetoes them and says no, then they don't become law, of course. And so we have an opportunity to override if we have two-thirds majority in both houses. And so I think there are about, let me look here, I believe there are about seven bills that we're going to consider. And I'll just go over those a little bit if you'd like. Just,
yeah.
I won't editorialize a lot. I'm more just giving information this morning. But one of them that's very close to my heart, because it's the bill that I carried and debated on the House floor against the opponents, and it's Senate Bill 233. And this is a bill that forbids transitioning of children from one gender to the other. And this is a bill I had a lot of energy to defend. We did pass it, both houses. The governor vetoed it. And so one of the first things we'll do when we get back is consider overriding that veto. There's another one. Not all of them are that intense. There's one that I find, just the name of it is interesting. It's called sugaring. And she vetoed a bill that would have exempted sugaring from the Board of Cosmetology. And some people may not know what sugaring is. I was curious when I first heard it. It's an ancient art of taking sugar and lemon juice and combining it into a paste for hair removal. So there are different sides, and there were some passionate debaters on sugaring, which was very...
Good grief, I never heard of that either.
You never know. Some of the more weighty things, you don't get emotional, and some others you do. There's also a bill that Governor Kelly vetoed that had to do with tax cuts, and that's going to be... let me take that back. She has vetoed a tax cut bill. We passed another tax cut bill, including some of her recommendations. And we are anxiously waiting any day, possibly today, to know whether she's going to veto that bill. And I really do hope that she does not, because this will be the third tax cut bill that I've been involved with since I started in the legislature last year. And she's vetoed them. But it's just sad for me that we have so much in the state coffers, $3.6 billion at last count, and we can't return it to the taxpayers. And so, we're trying to have income tax cuts, sales tax cuts on groceries, property tax, which is really, that's the most hated tax by people, I believe. And then other things involved, Social Security income tax would go away entirely. Instead of, people are just shocked by getting taxed on their Social Security income, because they paid into Social Security on money that's already taxed. And so we'll see what she does with that. But I really do hope she signs that into law, or at least lets it pass into law without her signature. And if not, then we'll try to override the veto. There's also a bill that she vetoed that prevents coercion to obtain an abortion. And a lot of the abortion issues, Governor Kelly and I particularly are on opposite sides. The bill would prohibit, let's say there's a man and a young lady who becomes pregnant, and he threatens her if she doesn't get an abortion, to cover up the trail or doesn't want the baby and so forth. This would make it a crime to coerce young ladies into having an abortion. And so that's been vetoed, and we'll see if we can override that veto next week when we come back. Another veto, and this is a little lighter one, some cities in Kansas, some of the larger urban areas, they want to regulate plastic straws, plastic containers, and so forth, kind of a green idea, and what it does is it drives up some of the cost for the soft drinks, et cetera, and the legislature passed a law that would prohibit regulating plastic containers, plastic potato chip bags and so forth. because the costs go up and the governor vetoed that. We'll see what we do with that.
Well, and you also run into the issue. It's a little bit awkward where this company says, okay, well, we're just no straws. Well, you have someone with a disability who kind of has to have a straw. It's kind of awkward. Also, you have the fact that, okay, well, so say companies have switched over to paper straws. Well, the top lid is still plastic. Yeah. And it's like, well, what are you doing to yourself there? Is that making you feel better? It's just kind of odd.
Yeah, I'm older than you, James, and I remember Dairy Queen here in Coffeyville back on West 8th Street, and we would get a chocolate shake with a paper straw, and I don't know if anybody out there remembers these days, but those paper straws, when you tried to suck a chocolate malt, it just collapsed. And so, there are different angles, and there's a joke, if we don't override this veto, it's the last straw, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Just corny jokes. But I think this is an issue. It's presented as a local control issue. Cities should be able to regulate what they want to regulate without the state being interfering. But the state sees it, or at least the legislature sees it, as a way of providing lower costs and individual rights and people having access to what they want to have access
sure.
to.
Sure. You look at the bigger issue at hand here. It's not exactly about the plastic. It's kind of a larger issue, if you will.
And a lot of these, people who are logical people can disagree on these issues, but there are multiple angles. And it's always, unexpected things like the straws, where different groups you would think would take one side actually take the other. And it's just fascinating to me to see how people all pan out on this stuff. Let's see. There's another bill that Governor Kelly vetoed, and this is the last of the vetoes that I'll talk about that we'll be addressing next week. But it's a bill that requires abortion clinics to provide a questionnaire for their patients on why they're obtaining an abortion. Now, the reason for this does not prohibit abortion, does not delay abortion, nothing. It just provides information for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment so that we can know what's driving this issue. In other words, is it a lack of funding? Is it an abusive partner or spouse? Is it too many children they have? Is it a healthcare issue? When we can have better data, this will be twice a year data reported back to the legislature, we'll be able to focus what we do as far as social programs and try to help these women who are in difficult pregnancies. And so we hope we'll be able to override that veto also, because I think it really is important that we do things that are helpful for these young ladies that are in difficult pregnancies.
Gotcha. Well, we are talking here with State Representative Ron Bryce here on the Mighty 690. And, sir, as we got a few minutes left here in our conversation together, is there anything that you'd like to share with listeners here this morning?
Well, I just want to say it's been a pleasure this session, this year, to serve the people of District 11 in Montgomery County. I've tried to maintain family values, traditional values, American values, uphold the Constitution. I think a lot of people have learned what I stand for, and I want to continue to take a stand for what I believe in and try to do what's right to develop economically this area. And I just greatly, greatly appreciate people's input. When I go door-to-door campaigning, for instance, just talking to people on their porch and seeing their kids and seeing where they live and hearing the issues, whether it's education or healthcare, it's just very, very, I don't know. I see it almost as a pastoral role that I have, just trying to help people. And as you know, I'm a medical doctor, and I see being in the legislature as just an extension of trying to help people make their lives better, trying to just help them out a little bit. And this is not at all medical, but it's using different tools. But it is a way to try and make a difference. And I just am greatly appreciative of everyone who's been so supportive.
Well, that is, of course, appreciate everything that you've done here. And then as well, you're on your spring break right now. You're going to be going back in a couple weeks, correct?
Right. It'll be technically a week from yesterday. So this time next week, we'll be in the State House. That session will probably be just a few days because this is an election year, and a lot of people are scrambling to get back to their districts. And like it or not, that's part of the process, is people need to get back and campaign. and start to do that, put out yard signs. And so this will be a shorter version. I hope we'll be able to override some of these vetoes as outlined. We'll also be looking at the K through 12 public education budget. That's going to be a big issue. There are a couple of other issues, and one that's very close to my heart that passed in the House, and it'll come back, and hopefully the Senate will vote on it. But that's the parental rights bill that I authored and led shepherded through the House that says that parents are the primary have the primary responsibility for the care and upbringing of their children, and they should be in the loop as far as what medical care is given to their children, and not be ignorant of or not told what's happening to their kids. And to me, that's a no-brainer. But I found in this legislative session particularly, issues related to children are very much on my heart. And I've been, since I'm a medical doctor and on the healthcare committee, I think I've been kind of pigeonholed into, you know, I'm the child welfare or child, you know, war against those who want to harm our children guy. So I appreciate that. I'm happy to fight that battle and look forward to the future.
All right. Well, State Representative Ron Bryce, we appreciate you coming on board here this morning and look forward to chatting again here next month.
Thank you.
All right. And we do have coming up here in just moments another Ask the Expert segment of Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here in studio in moments.